Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning. Keith Overt broadcasting here live from DeVille Square at Pensacola Business Radio. And I have in my studio, straight out of Tampa, Jenny W. Clark with Solvability. Good morning.
Hey, good morning,
Thanks
Keith.
Thanks for coming in.
I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, you get to spend holiday here and... And then hopefully maybe stay a little longer and hang out, huh?
Well, the more I've learned from today, I think I have to have more trips up here
That's
and
it.
Work with you on these.
Well, you know, we're here, so we will do this. Let's just get right into it. Tell me about Solvability.
Well, Solvability, I started in 97, and I work only with small businesses in defense contracting. There's so many rules that they have to know to be able to do accounting, so I'm an accounting person. And what's odd about it is most people go, oh gosh, that sounds so boring. So that's why they'd rather have me help them out than do it themselves.
Yeah, I don't want to do the boring stuff either.
Oh no. But for me, I find it to be fun. And I've learned to show other people how to work their way around it. And my real emphasis is trying to go into companies, showing them how it needs to be done instead of me doing it for them. That we've got to develop their skills internally and let them work, or else they're not going to be successful.
Yeah. So I've been trying that skill lately with my children. Not so much.
Really?
Well, you know, they want to learn, but then they're like, okay, I got it, but you can still kind of do it thing.
Yeah. Well, so, they never want to hear it from you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, somebody else wants to teach them something and it works. So I think you're right. You apply that into your field of business and somehow I bet you're going to get some magic from it.
Well, don't you think it's funny how you realize that things that your parents taught you a long time ago, it's like, oh, I have become my parents.
Yeah, I get the whole I told you so all the time. Mm-hmm. So, and it's, yeah, all day long. And then I find the funny thing is I find myself either speaking with other people and saying the same lessons that we learned as kids. And then you're like, oh, I sound like my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? Maybe they were right. Okay. So, all right. So look, we met at I-10 Wired when you were up here last, right? That was the last time you were here.
Right. That was back in... Was
oh,
it
gosh,
September?
October. Yeah. I know. It feels like 3 years ago, doesn't it?
Well, and I've been coming every year because every year there's something more there.
Yeah.
I'm just fascinated by how much growth is going on in the IT community here.
I think they're going to have some issues on where to have it next year because of how many people were there this year.
That's a good point.
You know?
That's a good point.
So, but the reason I brought that up is because a lot of the things that I know I saw, which to me was brand new IT world. You know, I think okay, computers, internet, and all that stuff. But then when I saw everything that I saw coming together there in I-10, it was really this huge movement of growth and industry and community and leadership and all of these pieces working together to create jobs in Florida.
Oh, absolutely. When I went into the room and saw all of the vendors around the room that were talking about what was going on. Of course, then I found, hey, Keith's got a booth. I got
to talk to him. Best one in the house.
Absolutely. But what I found is that when I grew up here.
Yeah.
And so I know that when I went off to college and tried to come back and find a job, there wasn't
anything. The tumbleweeds were still blowing.
Yeah. You know, it was like, well, do you want to go sell condos in Destin or do you want to keep working at the Holiday Inn waitressing?
Right.
What's your choice?
Yeah.
And that wasn't going to work for me. So I went someplace else and I'm so thrilled to see the growth along this panhandle community and what's going on. And there's a lot of innovation going on as well.
Yeah.
Things that I would never have expected. And some of it really relates to this whole defense and aerospace industry that I've been working with all along. There's a lot going on with the cyber community.
Yep.
Related to Pensacola Naval Air Station. There's obviously a lot going on over at Eglin and Hurlburt.
Yeah.
There's only going to be more because we're so much of a more connected world these days. What I find a little bit frustrating is knowing that we've got service members exiting the military, looking for jobs, and they have great IT skills, but they don't have the certification. They also don't know about App River and about all the companies that are here that would be good in their community. So that's really part of my other mission is trying to find out everything that I can about this community so that as I meet, veterans and that they're looking for jobs or anybody's looking for jobs.
You know a guy?
Oh gosh, do we ever?
Yeah.
And the thing about it is all of these companies are trying to grow and we've got to have the right skills.
Yeah.
And they're here now.
Yeah.
They're here now. We don't just have to work at the beach.
Yep. Well, and you said it because I've lived here for a good bit of my life too. And there were things that had I not done a couple other community things, you know, or events, would have never known they were here. And same, even when I got to I-10, I'm thinking, I had no idea that guy was here, or this company did this, or the dude that did the standing desk works over here, or IHMC's hanging out and building all these cool robotics, and Avalex and all these other huge companies from here to Panama, was it even past Panama City, mm-hmm. of this whole innovation tech corridor that's going on.
Right.
So you gotta plug people in.
The main thing is you meet people and you go, you know, I know somebody that needs that technology.
Yeah.
And as a small business, you're doing everything. You know, you're yep. developing the product. You're making sure everybody gets paid. You're doing all the billing. You're going out and getting new work, all those different things. There's so much overhead with a small business.
Yeah.
At the same time, for them to grow, they've got to go out and recruit. And because a lot of them have to have security clearance or special background.
Yeah.
They're harder to find. So part of the reason that I'm so interested in connecting the I-10 community with what I call the I-4 corridor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is because there are ways that we could introduce a company in Pensacola to a company in Orlando and put three or four of them together so they can collaborate, and they'll find ways to make things happen that can't yeah. happen otherwise.
Yeah.
We've got to find good ways to share some resources.
Yeah. And keep it in Florida.
Absolutely.
I really do like that, how they've not only here in Pensacola have they really worked on this innovative initiatives, IT initiative stuff, but the whole state has, what I see is building that brand of, okay, we have enough resources here that mm-hmm. we can start really making some things happen within all of these cities and conglomerates within the state of Florida.
Right. The biggest hurdle in the past several years has just been if you go after federal government work,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be funded primarily by Department of Defense and NASA. And then we have sequestration, we have contract bundling, we have something called insourcing.
You're sort of limited,
shutdowns.
Aren't you?
Well, you know, it's like, okay, I'm a small business. I really want to do this work. It's yeah. important to me. I think I'm supporting the warfighter. But what happens is I can only take so many bad things at a
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
I had a client that had kind of disappeared last year. And we followed up with him and say, hey, John, what happened? What happened? He said, you know, I almost had to shut it down, but we finally got some work coming on. And these are talented companies, talented entrepreneurs. They're talking about what they can do to support the government. It's going to be cheaper to use a lot of these small businesses, but it takes a lot of push for a small business to succeed in government
yeah,
contracts.
Yeah, and sometimes the paperwork alone scares them away.
Well, that's why I'm part of this business.
Because Jenny knows a guy.
I am super good at paperwork. But the main thing is, if somebody opens up a company today and wants to work in the federal space, they have to plan for about 18 months of yeah. growing it out. Where I have seen great success is where somebody is working for a large company, a Lockheed or a Boeing or a Harris, and decides, hey, I'm going to go out and do this on my own. And a lot of times Harris will say, well, let me sub to you because
yeah.
I know you guys are a lot cheaper. And it's actually cheaper for you not to be on our payroll and for us to work with you out.
Yeah.
But still, those take long-term relationships. And that's what we were talking about before the interview
yeah.
here today.
Well, and we were also saying at how volatile, for lack of a better word, that those are, because you've spent all this time with a long-term contract that you've, this company's doing great, but then somebody else, the government or whatever funding gets pulled, or mm-hmm. somebody says, well, we don't need to do this project. And then it's all kind of lost for a minute. But then you've got these guys over here like, man, we made some really cool technology. And then it all starts getting applied somewhere else. But again, you got to have that. You got to be able to say, hey, give me five other guys that you know that may be able to do this kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, the other thing is you want to get up to a certain level where you've invested in technology development to get it from a prototype to a viable.
Yeah.
What's going on in the federal contracting world is it takes so long to get things under contract. If they start by creating a requirements document, by the time the contract comes in, the technology that was going to support that they asked for a bid is way past because it's moving so fast.
Yeah.
I mean, think about all we can do with our iPhones now.
As I'm sitting here posting, telling people to tune in now. Yes, as we're talking. But and I said this at I-10 when the dude, I can't even remember his name, when the guy came up to me and said, there's enough power in your phone. There was more power in your phone than what it took to get a man to the moon. It was right then that I sort of really wrapped my head around what room I was sitting in, you know?
Oh yeah.
And I was absolutely amazed. but yet it still takes forever to get a contract done.
Mm-hmm. So what we've got to do is find a different way to work together. So a lot of the companies that we met at I-10 Wired are doing some federal work, but they're also looking at commercial applications.
Yeah.
And so what they're trying to do is say, you know, I'm writing this IT for hospitals. I could use this for medical record control.
Yep.
In Tampa, the Special Operations Command, which is called SOCOM, has some initiatives.
Wait, it's an acronym? Really?
Oh, yeah, really. They have some initiatives where they're trying to bring in people to collaborate together and develop this technology faster. For example, they had a hackathon down there, and I know they were doing hackathons up here.
That was so cool.
I know, but what they're amazed at is, you mean you can get some 16-year-old that can come figure this out? And it's like, what we're really talking about is, let's don't say, Jenny, you do X and go down this path and finish it and turn it in. Let's say, hey, Jenny, Keith, get all your buddies, get them in a room. Let's get some whiteboards. Let's start talking. Let's do our social media thing, and we can find an answer as a group in hours that would have taken weeks and months to get before. So we've got to find a way to use those kind of tools more effectively.
And then be able to, you know, you can do all of that stuff, and I love it, and it happens, and you get all these think tanks and stuff, and these great things come together. But then not only that, the second that stuff gets done, like, get it to production, get it to testing, get it out the door before it loses its steam. I've got a whole list of projects in my life that lost steam because I didn't like immediately have connections to go to that next step.
Right.
You know?
And I think you're right. You have to have stuff lined up. You have to have, you're working with a lot of people, all the time.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of ways that we can make that happen just between what you and I are talking about. Cause we were talking earlier about a lot of the universities now that Florida's got a lot of money in University of Florida, and Florida State.
Go Noles.
But there's really a whole lot going on at West Florida.
Yep.
And, UCF. And I know they're talking some, and I met some people from Florida State too.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do we get the right people in a room collaborating at the same time? So some of these things can take off.
Yeah. And then even here locally, I've seen it's going even further, and it's down to the high schools and the middle schools.
Yeah.
So the school boards here for a couple of the schools have really gotten on board with, we need to start teaching some skills that are obviously going to be needed and are lacking right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got these guys, kids in high schools doing these hack-offs and hackathon kind of things, or, you know, programming codes for a couple hour competition stuff. So it's finally coming full circle where people are starting to realize, hey, we all have resources that we can add together.
Whether with the STEM initiatives, science, technology, engineering, and math?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
That sounds perfect.
There's so much that people are doing in individual communities, and the state of Florida is putting a lot of funding and trying to say, let's keep our Florida students that came through high school here, let's keep them in our Florida universities, and let's make sure that they have jobs out on the other side. To make that work, we've really got to have community initiative that crosses the entire state. And so that's why I got this crazy idea that I was talking to you about earlier. It's called I4 GovCon. And I've created going to have a summit.
By the way, they're only going to call it crazy until it works.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. So I'm trying to take ideas of what I learned from I-10 Wired, which I think is fascinating.
Yeah.
And bring together a community in Tampa. It's going to be in March 24th in Tampa. I want to have small business leaders from defense, from aerospace, from people that are doing drones, modeling and simulation. There's so much going on. And I also want to make sure that I'm involving people from the I-10 community in Jacksonville, Miami too. Because I just believe if you bring a bunch of people in the room and have them sitting down like they're at the dinner table. They're going to get something together.
You're going to have the next great idea.
I just want to make something happen.
Yeah.
I have no ideas. I can't do any of this stuff, but I can definitely have a party.
Yeah. So there was a lady here, Karen Toth with Thrive in here the other day, and she was running a little late to the show, and she came in and she said, sorry, my think tank ran over. And I said, wait a second. They really still have those? Like, those are real? And she was like, yes. Yeah. So I ended up just totally inviting myself because I've always wanted to be part of a think tank. And, but we were talking about some of the stuff that they were coming up with, and she's like, you would be absolutely amazed what happens when 20 people sit in a room and just start throwing ideas out. And some of the stuff, which I can't mention because they're now going to start the company with, but was just, it literally was the next best idea. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, this is just fantastic that these kinds of things are really going on. Like they, I guess back in the day, I don't know if they were popular or what, but you always heard the term, but I never actually got to see one or be part of one.
Well, I didn't know we had one here.
Well, exactly. So I think that's maybe what you're making.
Well,
we'll just call it Jenny Clark's think tank.
That's right. That's right. If you think back, we all thought growing up that we would go work for a company mm-hmm. and stay there the whole time. It never occurred to us that we would go through this horrible recession
yeah.
and come out barely alive. People not having being employed. They couldn't pay their mortgages.
Yeah.
All this stuff shut down. And I feel like it's time for us to take back as that entrepreneurial group. How do we build these businesses?
Yeah.
And quit relying on the big corporations to come up with what
yeah.
with it. Obviously, there's a role for them, and they do take a leadership, and they can integrate more things
sure.
because they have more resources
structure
under their control.
Structure and foundation, yeah.
But what we're really looking for is how do we promote it so that entrepreneurs can have the resources they need to carry it forward? And you're absolutely right. I'd rather get into a room and talk about a bunch of ideas because it's the continual discussion.
Yeah.
It's the long-term relationships. It's that we had some conversations a couple of years ago and I introduced you to that person. You introduced me here. Yep. Something starts happening and that's
yeah.
what we want.
Yeah. And I was just having this conversation the other day. God forbid, you know, you said we expected to stay there or the recession happened, but what if you just changed your mind?
Yeah.
What if you're just like, I just don't want that anymore, or I want to do something different. But the conversation I was having, we were talking about corporations as well as entrepreneurs, and somebody in the room said, you know, every corporation started with one entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, you know, it's absolutely correct. It's the same concept. It's the same idea, you know, regardless of who's doing it. The fact that somebody needs to bring to the table a solution for a problem as opposed to waiting for somebody else to figure out your solution for the problem. That spirit and that get up and go kind of thing
mm-hmm.
is definitely what I saw at I-10, which I was really impressed with, but definitely what I have seen over the last year or two, just totally take off rocket wise.
Yeah.
You know,
well, did you, see the guy that's building a robotic toy, Sebastian Cotton?
That's the dude that did the stand up table.
It was fascinating.
They're right down the street.
Yeah.
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 I was actually telling my daughter about this. I was like, hey, he makes a table that stands up. And she was like, well, I don't get it. And I showed her how it's remote and it moves. And, you know, he's a pretty young, mm-hmm. young kid, right? And so then she started flipping through all the other stuff. She's like, well, this dude lives here.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you'd be amazed what's outside your back door.
Well, the other thing that's really helped is technology's gotten cheaper.
Yeah.
And so we're able to pull things together faster mm-hmm. than we used to be able to do.
In your garage or your bedroom or wherever. So you don't have to have this huge overhead either.
Yeah. And, I think that the main thing that we're looking for people to do is kind of step out of their comfort zones and try something new and be willing to put out, like you said, a product that's done enough.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just ship it. Let's see yeah. what happens. Let's put the ideas out there.
Yeah. So Innovation Coast and oh, Kelly's going to kill me. The UWF Innovation Institute's upstairs, but then mm-hmm. Florida West.
Right.
I almost forgot the name. They provide that exact kind of thing. They give you that incubator space, that small amount of income that you need or needed to get in there and get your stuff developed. Dude, they were upstairs, I think, literally, or off the chamber or something doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, had a small room and now they've made enough. They're moved on to a big office, but you're right. Here's some stuff that was getting developed. A thought concept to the paper, sitting at the house working on it, needed a little bit of space, and now it's going to be this huge company,
mm-hmm.
you know, or at least huge sales, I should say.
Well, I think the main thing that I really like is when you walk into a building like the one that we're here in
yeah.
today,
yeah.
I walked in and I go, wow, this is a great, the first thing that I thought of is this is a hub zone.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And there's another one in Tennessee that does this kind of thing too. It's the entrepreneurial space, but each service inside is part of you can rent. So if you need to go mm-hmm. do copying paper, well, there's a guy down here starting this kind of company that does that kind
yeah.
of thing. So,
yeah. Well, and I also like being able to walk into a building where I know there's other people that are pursuing these
yep.
same kind of things. And if I'm needing to walk around and talk to somebody else, it's like, okay, let's get a cup of coffee.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I have a think tank here. I didn't even know it.
I bet you do.
I bet we do.
Well, we do now. Today, here's our think tank.
That's it. So, Okay, so you're here for a couple more days?
I am for a couple. My mom's here in Gulf Breeze, yeah. And I grew up in Gulf Breeze. So I still have...
Ghost of Tayshia.
Yeah. So I come up here, you know, every couple months to check in unless there's something else going on. And I'm just so glad to be in Florida because it's easy to get around and...
We're not participating in winter this year.
That's right. So, but I just feel like this is the right time to be in Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't we like the third largest state now?
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, I love it here because you couldn't really tell.
No.
You know,
no.
So as much as solvability is in Tampa and that's where you're going to head back to and mm-hmm. sort of get your gears going, I see you being still a big part of this community here.
Right.
And coming back and doing some stuff here. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's my intent because again, I work with federal contractors, so there's a lot of them up here. And, being involved in the IT community and seeing where they're moving things forward, we can work from anywhere.
Yeah.
And the whole idea is to make sure that the resources are being connected across the state.
Yeah. So what else in solvability that you guys do we need to let people know about? Because I know we only got to talk a little bit about it at I-10.
Yeah. What Solvability does training for small businesses that are in federal contracting, it is on accounting. Most of the ones that start up start using QuickBooks. So I have something I call DCAA compliant QuickBooks boot camp.
Which for all you accountants out there know exactly what that means.
That's right. And what's odd is when a business owner hires an accountant, they think the accountant knows everything.
Yeah.
But there's as many variations of accountant as there are doctors. So you wouldn't
and
go,
software to run it on.
That's right.
I understand.
That's right. So you wouldn't go ask your cardiologist this question. So you can't necessarily ask your tax accountant, how do I bill for a government contract? How do I bid it?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to do is create a lot of that resource material on my website. Like last night, I just published officially something I'm calling Government Contractor in a Box. And it's basically an accounting manual that explains, here's all the rules you need to know, direct cost, indirect cost, overhead, things like that.
Is it wrapped in red tape?
It is not wrapped in red tape. It's a PDF. But I kept working on it and I thought, well, I'm just going to put it in a book or I'm going to publish it. And I finally decided just put it out there.
Yeah.
This is version one.
Yeah.
So I've got a boot camp. I'm recording that because I want to have that to be online. I do get people to come to my website and they want to come, but they're in California.
Yeah.
Or they're saying, I need this, but I don't need it at this time of day. Can you move it around? So I've got monthly webinars and I finally figured out, why don't you record those?
Yeah.
So the whole idea really is to take a bunch of the stuff that's been dripping through my brain all along, put as much of it as I can in some kind of content that people can find it. And then when they need specific assistance, obviously I can help them with putting together that resource and getting it going.
It almost means maybe somebody needs to create that kind of technology so that you can just carry it around with you.
That's right. You know, it's funny. there's a guy in Orlando that was explaining, he came to my class and he was explaining to me what he did. And he basically had put online manuals for tank maintenance on the iPhone.
Yeah.
So
very
that
cool.
These guys can be over in Afghanistan and they need to look up, you know, what kind of part do I need to do or what's the sequence or whatever. And they can get on their iPhone. So those are things that are really useful. The other big thing that they're doing is, instead of having to put somebody in a helicopter to train them, obviously they're going to put in a simulator.
Right.
But now they're doing it completely with software so that, you know, I don't know if this can be like a hologram.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or what was it on Star Trek? They'd go on the deck.
Yeah, the holodeck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's what
there goes
happening.
My nerdiness right there.
That
was it.
That's right. But there's so much going on in that area. And luckily, that also pertains to what's going on in Disney.
Yeah.
And how we're training people now. So there's just such a change going on in that whole field.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm doing my little teeny niche of government contract accounting, but I see bigger things in the future.
You know, it used to be that Disney would get some of the military technology because I guess they knew people.
Yeah.
But now you see some of the military technology and even the commuter stuff coming from the Disney dudes that are designing it for Star Wars or Star Trek or whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
And now all of a sudden it's got these really cool applications. There's a guy down the hall here, Phil Nickinson, who works for Android Nation. And the other day I came in and he's got this huge mask on his face and he's kind of staring around. I was like, man, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm trying out the new virtual reality. It's literally your phone goes into this kind of thing and it's got an app and it works and all that. And I'm thinking, I thought that was like, you know, still 10 years down the road. He said, no, it's right here. I'm testing it out. So I was just amazed at how all of this stuff is really coming full circle.
Well, and think about how you can get a map on your iPhone that can drill down anywhere. Well, a lot of that started with the military technology, yeah. there's a whole GIS, geographical information systems.
Yeah. Big Brother's watching that. Yeah. Something, yeah. Something like that.
Well, you know, think about it. What they had to do is go create those maps and try to put it on the iPhone. So we're talking about taking humongous amounts of data and really condensing them down to put them in the hands of the people that need to have it.
Yeah.
So there's just huge amounts of opportunities with all of this.
Yeah. So I'm excited. My gears are turning.
All right.
I mean, I can think of all kinds of cool things to do. So, all right. Where can we send everybody to find out more about Solvability and Jenny Clark?
The best place to go is to my website, solvability.com. That's S-O-L-V-A-B-I-L-I-T-Y. So solve and the word ability.
That's it.
And,
Google will finish it for you if you mess up. I tried this morning.
That's right. So find me there. I've also got my I4 GovCon podcast that I'm getting started on. And so a lot of this is a work in progress, but I decided I'm putting it out there.
Go for it. Where can they download that from? From the website? The podcast?
That's an excellent question because we just started it.
Yeah. Okay. Jenny's Tech Guy, if you're listening, we need this figured out. So, and I know sometimes you can automatically upload them to iTunes and stuff too. So some,
yeah,
some
they should be able
there.
To go to it's funny because I'm having to explain people what a podcast is, especially people my age and older.
Streaming
so it's coming
audio. Those are two words work best. Yeah. They get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, cause when I say, we're not on the radio dial, we're on the internet, and they kind of like look at me funny. I'm like, okay, we're streaming. We do iHeart, we do Apple, we do, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, oh, I get it. You know. So, what did we miss? Anything else?
Well, I just realized that I haven't even subscribed to my own podcast. It's that new. So I'm going to go out there and do that. Yeah. So thanks for reminding me. The other thing that's been funny is when I've been doing some research recently, I've been learning more about websites.
Yeah.
So I had been avoiding social media for the longest time. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do Twitter or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I spent some time and realized, you know, the buttons on your website, if they say LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook, they need to actually go there.
Yeah. Yeah. And not to the image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's little things like that, that as we're trying to move into being, up to date, we gotta learn all the time. You gotta keep learning no matter what you do.
I fought Facebook for years and then finally got into it. And now, and obviously I love it because we use it for this as well as I used it for all my food stuff. But I fought Twitter. I fought Twitter until October 1st of 2015 when I finally realized I probably need it for Business Radio X. And it's been a great avenue to get the word out and all that stuff really quickly and a lot of informative things to share. But I still get in here sometimes with people and I'm like, I just don't know how to work some of these things still. So, there's so many of them now too. So yes, you need them all there. Make sure you've got somebody to manage it, you know, and, to this day, when I have to tell somebody, oh, just tweet it out, I just feel weird.
Yeah.
That word just makes me feel weird. So, thanks for coming in.
All right.
And hanging out.
It's been great. Yeah. And I look forward to talking to you some more. I want to hear more about your food stuff.
Yeah.
Too.
The foodie life. Well, I'll tell you what, our next show will be on January 7th.
Okay.
So, and of course they're posted on our sites and stuff. So I'll send you some links.
I'd love to hear that.
Good luck. Safe travels getting home.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Keith.
All right, guys. This has been Jenny Clark with Solvability, and this is Pensacola Business Radio. You guys can find us at PCola Radio X on Twitter or tweet me. you can find us at Pensacola Business Radio on Facebook or on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, thanks for coming in. Have a great afternoon.
All right.
And thanks. We'll see you later, Pensacola.